我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们越读何西阿书，越里面有很深的感觉。
And the more we read the book of Hosea, the deeper the feeling we have within.
我们晓得何西阿书是神对着以色列民的一个宣告。
And we know that the book of Hosea is a proclamation from God to the people of Israel.
这一个宣告是在以色列被掳分散以前三十多年到五十年当中的所发生的事。
And this proclamation was made between 30 to 50 years before the Israelites was taken into captive.
那也就是说出当神这样来跟他们说话的时候，
Which is to say, when God spoke to them in this way,
按人看来，
according to men,
以色列走到尽头了，
Israel was to its end.
在地上他们没有路可以再走了，
And on earth, they don't have any more way
out. 因为神明明在那里宣告说他们不是他的子民，
Because God clearly proclaimed that they are not his people.
也明明在那里宣告他们不是蒙怜悯的人。
And also clearly to proclaim they are not loved.
那如果神向人说出这样的话，
If God speaks these words to men,
你说人还有什么前途呢？
And what kind of future would men still have?
你说人还有什么指望？
And what kind of hope would they still have?
但是感谢我们的主，
But we thank our Lord.
神说这些话只是一个短讯的时间。
When God spoke these words, this is only for a while, for a little bit of time.
经过了一个时期，
And after a period of time,
神的话转了，
the words of God changed.
神说你们是我的子民，
God said, you are my people.
神也说你们是蒙怜悯的一群，
And God also said that you are the loved ones.
那我们注意，当神说这些话的时候，他说话的对象是以色列。
Let's pay attention. When God spoke these words, He spoke these to the Israelites.
但是我们也不能不注意到，当神说头一次的话的时候和说第二次的话的当中，圣经没有给我们看到有多长的间隔。
And also we need to pay attention to that the time period between the first time God spoke and the second time God spoke. The Bible did not tell us what's the time difference there.
在旧约的人，包括何西阿本身在里头。
The people in the Old Testament, including
Hosea, 他没有办法能了解神说这些话的意思是什么。
They could not understand the meaning of these words of God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们活在新约里头的人，
We who live in the New Testament time,
我们从神向人说话的那些记录的里头，我们就看到这里边有着非常非常的大事在哪里。
And from the recording of God's words, we can understand that there's some great things happen.
我们也看到这个两次说话当中的是隔了一个很长很长的时间。
And we also understand that that's a long period of time between these two proclamations.
如果我们按照那个历史的事实来说，
If we look at it based on historical facts,
当中有两三千年的时间。
There's about 2,000-3,000 years in between.
那是从以色列人被掳前一直到将来国度在地上显现。
It starts from before the captivity of the Israelites to until the day that the kingdom would appear on earth.
在这两个历史的事实当中的这一个空时间。
And between these historical facts,
好长。
That time period in between is very long.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
时间虽然是很长。
Even though the time was long.
但是没有长过神对人的忍耐。
But it's not longer than the forbearance of God to
man. 也没有长过神对人的怜悯。
And it's not longer than the mercy of God to man.
那因此我们就看到了过去两次我们所交通过的那些话。
So now we can look back at those words that we shared upon in the last two times.
神在何西阿先知身上告诉他说，你要做一些什么事，什么事，什么事。
That God told Hosea that you have to do such and such a thing.
那么在人的眼界来看都是不可思议的。
And from men's point of view, it's unbelievable.
和神的律法是有抵触的。
That it goes against the law of God.
但是神就让何西阿去做。
But God told Hosea to do so.
如果不是神自己在那里明明说出他为什么要这样做。
If it wasn't for God to explain why he did this.
我们就是困惑的不得了。
Then we will be very confused.
我们会怀疑。
And that we would doubt.
怎么会神做这样的事情？
How could God do such a thing?
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
神是借着他吩咐何西阿所做的事情来向人说明他对他的子民他要做一些什么的事情。
That God through his commands to Hosea that he was there to explain what he wanted his people to do.
所以在第三章一开始我们就看到他说神对我说你再去爱一个淫妇。
So in the beginning of chapter 3 it says the Lord said to me go show your love to your wife again.
那这个事情我们就觉得非常难以接受的。
And we will find this very hard to accept.
因为这个不是头一次。
Because this is not the first time.
如果是头一次的话。
If it was the first time.
那大概还可以接过来。
That we could still accept it.
但是这是第二次。
But this is the second time.
并且我们可以用人的话来说那一个做妻子的她是明知故犯、啊、
And using man's words that the wife is doing what she knew that she shouldn't have done.
堂上这样的光景怎么可以再把她收纳过来呢
So under this condition, how could you accept her again?
但是神就是告诉何西阿
But the Lord told Hosea,
你再去爱那个淫妇
Go show your wife, your love again.
然后神就解说了
And then the Lord explained.
好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼。
Just like the Israelites, even though they turned to other gods and loved the sacred raisin cakes.
耶和华还是爱他们。
That the Lord loves the Israelites still.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢我们的主。
But sisters, we thank our Lord.
当神用话对人来说，而人没有办法听得进去的时候。
When God spoke to man and man could not accept it,
神就用一个动人来带出一个动作。
Then God would use a man to perform such a deed.
这一个是不寻常的动作。
And there's something not ordinary.
然后用着这一个动作来让人看见神怎么来等候他的百姓。
And through this behavior, God will show man that how God is waiting for his people.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
And we truly thank our Lord.
上次我们也轻轻地提到这方面了。
And last time we lightly touched upon this.
那按照那个外面来看的。
And on the surface.
神不可能做这样的事情。
That it is impossible for God to do this.
因为这样做是抵触律法的。
Because by doing this, he's going against his law.
但是我们看下去。
But when we read on,
神的那个吩，神对以何西阿的那个吩咐
，that the command to Hosea by God,
明显在他去再收回他的妻子的时候
，about how he should accept his wife again,
他要付代价
，that he had to pay a price.
那他就付出代价去把他的妻子接回来。
Then he pay a price to take his wife back again.
这也就说出了神。重新收纳以色列的时候
，That it tells of when God once again accept Israel，
神也是付了很多的代价来把以色列人带回他的面前。
That God also has to pay a great price to bring the Israelites back to Him，
也是同样的原则。
It's under the same principle。
神把我们这些在亚当里的后代带回他自己的面前，收纳我们。做他的种子。
In the same way that God will bring us back who is the descendants of Adam to be his own children.
也是如此，神自己付出了代价。
And also in the same way that God paid a price.
付代价的目的，那是满足律法的要求。
And the purpose of paying this price is to satisfy the requirement of the law.
神要那罪人，但是神没有破坏律法。
That God accepts sinners, but he did not destroy his own law.
他是满足律法的那一个要求，然后把罪人带回家里。
That he would satisfy the requirement of the law and then bring the sinners back to his home.
那好了，我们今天继续在这一方面来看 神如何领着以色列从不给承认回到给承认。
So now today we'll continue on to look at how God would lead the Israelites from a point that they are not accepted to a point that they accepted.
不蒙怜悯回到蒙怜悯。
From not being loved to being loved.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当何西俄出了代价，把他的那个不贞洁的妻子接回来。
After Hosea paid a price to once again accept his unfaithful wife.
然后就给他立约了。
And then he established a covenant with her.
我特意是用立约的这样的一个词来说明那一个严肃性。
And I especially want to use this word covenant to point out how solemn this matter is.
我们留意第三章的第三节。
Let's take note of chapter 3 verse 3.
然后我对他说，你当多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可归别人为妻。我像你也必这样。以色列啊，以撒就说了。牵连到以色列的事迹。
And verse 3 said that, Then I told her, You are to live with me many days, you must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到很清楚。
And verse 3 said, You can see very clearly.
神不但是付代价把她接回来。
Not only did he pay the price to receive her,
并且也与她立约。
Also to establish a covenant with her.
保守她的正常。
To keep the normalcy within them.
然后如同神自己，他也如同何西阿自己，他也是这样的显明他的正常。
Just like Hosea is how he manifests his normalcy.
那然后就借着这样的事情来指出。
And then through this, he would point out.
以色列人和神中间的那个关系也是如此。
It's the same in the relationship between God and Israelites.
我们从历史上面晓得。
And from history, we know that.
特别是对着以色列，就是这里所说的以色列是指着北边的那十个支派。
Especially toward the, Israel, we're talking about the 10 tribes in the north.
他们从给亚述人灭亡了以后。
After they are destroyed by Assyria.
他们几乎可以说是不知所踪。
And we can say that we do not know where they went.
所以在属灵的历史上面，常常有人就提起那个失去种植的那十个支派。
So in spiritual history, people often mention those 10 tribes that disappeared.
在人中间，好像他们是失去种植。
For men, as if they have disappeared.
但是在神的眼中，他们没有给神忘记过。
But in God's eyes, they have never been forgotten by God.
而我们实在感谢神。
Truly, we thank God.
那神这样子带领他们在这几千年的里边，现在时间还没有结束。
So that's how God has been leading them in these thousands of years, and the time hasn't ended yet.
所以这几千年、三千多年当中，是外头的历史就起了很多的变化。
And within these 3,000 years, there are a lot of changes in history.
但是对这些给分散了的以色列人
，But for these Israelites that are scattered.
就像主的话在这里所表明的一样。
It's just as described in God's words.
我们觉得很稀奇的。
And it's very amazing for us.
因为从以色列人分散了以后。
Because after the Israelites were scattered.
我们不说罗马把犹大南边的那两个支派的国也灭掉的时候的那一段时间。
And we would not mention the time period where the Roman Empire has destroyed the two tribes.
我们是特别看着在北方的十个支派给灭亡的那个时间。
But we'll focus on the 10 tribes in the north when they were destroyed.
用这个我们读列王记就晓得。
And when we read the book of Kings, that we will understand.
那当时亚述人就把他们掳掠离开了本地。
So the Assyrians would take them captives and take them away from the land.
把他们带到东边去。
And they took them to the east.
分散在那些地方。
And scattered among those areas.
甚至有些跑得很远。
And some even went further.
远到一个什么地步呢？
And to a point.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得，
And brothers and sisters, you all know this.
中国离开以色列地有多远？
It's the distance between China and Israel.
好远啊。
It's a long distance.
你要从今天的那个飞机来飞，我要飞十几个小时。
And if you fly between these two places, it will take more than 10 hours.
你说当日只是用两条腿来走路的，你看要走多少的年日。
And in the old days, when they had to walk, it would be a great distance.
但是在中国里边有一些少数民族啊。
But there's some minorities within China.
他们不是汉蒙蒙回藏。
They don't belong to the main tribes.
他们就是也不是苗瑶黎。
And they're not even the bigger minorities.
他们就是另外一种的民族。
But they're a certain different kind of people.
但是从外面来看，好像还是有区别的。
But outwardly, you can tell there's a difference.
这是少数民族里头的少数民族。
And they are the minorities within the minorities.
我在河南开封的时候，我就碰过好多这些个人。
And I have encountered such people when I was in
Yunnan. 因为那时候我是特地去看他们。
Because I made a point to go see them.
因为我到了河南开封的时候，就听本地人说，那里有一区啊，有一些人很古怪的。
Because I was told by the locals that there are some people, they are very strange.
本地人就都把他们看作回。
And the locals that look at them as Muslims.
但是呢，他们又不是回。
But they were not Muslims.
所以本地人就叫那些叫做白回，这是叫做黑回。
And the locals call them the black Muslims.
那他们是什么人呢？
And so who are they?
犹太人。
They are Jewish
people. 以色列人。
They're Israelites.
什么时候他们到了开封聚在那里呢？
And when did they come to this place, Kaifeng, to live there?
这个我就没办法领会得到。
That I do not know.
但是有一件事情引起我当时去看他们的那是本地人告诉我们告诉我说，他说他们有他们的宗教。
The locals told me that they have their own religion.
他们有他们自己的语言和文化。
And they have their own language and culture.
其中很特别的一样。
And something which is more particular.
这些人第一就不吃猪肉。
And first they do not eat pork.
所以他们就看他们是回。
That's why other people looked at them as Muslims.
但是回回吃牛的。
But the Muslims, they eat beef.
他们呢？他们也吃牛。
This group of people, they also eat
beef. 但是牛的一些部分他们不吃的。
But some parts of the some kind of beef they do not eat.
哪个部分不吃呢？
And what kind?
血他们不吃的。
It's the blood they do not eat.
但这个也不稀奇了。
And so this is not so strange.
最稀奇的。
But more strangely,
牛的大腿筋他们不吃的。
And the tendon in the the beef tendon they would not eat.
是他们本地人就叫这些人就，他们说是回又不完全是回，那他们究竟是什么？
So the locals that look at them as Muslims, but they're not really Muslims.
是那的本地人就叫他们就叫挑筋教。
So the locals would call them as a sect that do not eat tendon.
就是说他们吃牛的大腿的时候就把那个牛筋挑。踢了出来就不吃了。
So when they eat the beef, they would take away the tendons.
那这个是看来就是好像哦，这是文化问题，宗教问题。
So when you look at it, you can say this is only a matter of culture or
language. 但是当我们读神的话，读到一个地方的时候
，But when we read the words of God unto a point,
你没有办法把它看作是一件小事。
You cannot see this as a small matter.
那是什么？
And which is?
那就是这里接下去所说的。
Which is what follows here.
当神把以色列人分散了以后。
After God scattered the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹记得。
And brothers and sisters, you remember.
当以色列人出埃及的时候。
When the Israelites, they were leaving Egypt.
他们在旷野。
They were in the wilderness.
摩押王就请了巴兰来要咒诅他们。
That the king of Moab invited Balaam to put a curse on them.
他们一点都不知道。
And they did not wear it.
但是神却管理着那个事。
But God was reigning over this.
神不允许巴兰咒诅他们。
That God would not let Balaam to put a
curse on them. 结果巴兰就到了看到他们的时候，就给他们祝福。
So as a result, Balaam gave them blessings instead.
所以圣经就说，神把咒诅变成祝福。
So the Bible said that God turned curses into blessings.
那在巴兰在祝福给他祝福他们的时候
，When Balaam was blessing them,
他说过一个话。
That he said something.
这些是独居之民。
He said, "This is a peculiar people."
不住在外，不列在万民的当中。
That they are not counted among the people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就看到这个事情了。
Then, brothers and sisters, we can see this matter.
你看到犹太人，无论以色列人，无论他们分散亡国了以后，他们无论分散到什么地方
，And you will see that when the Israelites after they lost the country，
他们都聚在一起。
Wherever they scattered, they would gather together.
他们在那里维持着他们的生活的习惯。
And they would maintain their customs.
语言。
And the language.
文化。
The culture.
一些读历史的人就说。
And some historical scholars,
我们读四福音的时候就读到有主耶稣到什么地方他进到犹太人的会堂。
That when we read the four gospels, we will see that the Lord Jesus, he would enter into the synagogue.
我们也晓得。
And we also know that.
犹太人的会堂是在圣殿被毁了以后他们分散在全地。
The Jewish synagogues, they are scattered among the country after the temple was destroyed.
他们要敬拜神没有了圣殿。
They wanted to worship God, but there was no temple.
他们要寻求神，没有了圣殿。
And they wanted to seek after God, but the temple wasn't there.
那他们怎么来敬拜神？怎么来侍奉神呢
？So how could they worship and to serve God?
在那一段时间开始，那犹太人的会堂就很自然的在他们聚居的地方就起来了。
So from that time on, the Jewish synagogues they rise up among where the people dwell.
多半是从因着利未人在那里，他们有了这样的神管教的那个经历。用人的话来说，他们接受这个亡国的经历。
That especially the Levites, they have received this lesson of having the country being taken away.
他们里面醒悟过来了。
And they were alert.
他们觉得他们不能离开神。
And they felt that they could not depart from God.
他们不能做那个从前他们祖宗所做的那愚昧的事情去拜偶像。
And they could not do what the ancestor did to worship idols.
但是他们又怎么维持他们在神的面前活得对呢
？But how could they maintain the way correctly before the Lord?
利未人在那个时候就负起那个教导的责任。
So the Levites took upon the responsibility of teaching them.
慢慢就形成了那一个。各个地方产生了那个犹太人的会堂。
So gradually the Jewish synagogues rise up among the Jewish people.
很多读一般历史的人就说，犹太人所以能维持他们的那个风俗习惯和宗教，就完全是因着这一个会堂的制度的设立。
And some people would say that the reason the Jewish people can maintain the culture and the customs is all because of the system of the synagogue.
当然在人看来是这样。
And from man's point of view, it's like this.
但是你回到神的话里边来。
But if you come back to the words of God,
你就看见不是这样。
You say that it's not the same.
因为这个是神在把他们分散，又在那里让他们蒙保守的这样一个矛盾的光景的底下，神带领他们是这样来开展的。
It's because God was leading them even between the time when they're being scattered and between the time that God was keeping them, that God continued to lead them.
那所以我们读何西阿书读到这里的时候，我们就了解到这许许多多犹太人的历史上的那些个问题不是偶然发生出来的。
So when we read the book of Hosea, we would know that all these things that happened to the Israelites is not a coincidence.
我们也能看得见世界很多的那个文化，你要是跑到别人的地方，很快就给人同化掉了。
Because we can see that a lot of cultures in the world, when you move to another place, you will be assimilated.
连我们中国人来到这里，第二代、第三代的那些啊，他就把中国的东西全忘掉了。
Even for the Chinese who moved to the United States, the second, third generation, they would forget all about
culture. 这是很现实的问题。
And this is a very practical matter.
但是你就看犹以色列人，或者是看犹太人。
But if you look at the Israelites or Jewish people,
他们就没有这种光，没有这种情形。
They don't have such a thing that
happens. 所以你才看到他们可以灭亡了。两千年后，差不多两千年后。
So you can see that after 2,000 years after they lost the nation,
他们能在原来的地方重新建立他们自己的国家。
They can reestablish the country at the original place.
接上他们所断掉了。
And continue
两千年多的历史。
Continue the culture that has stopped at about 2,000 years ago.
全世界的历史里头，只有以色列人有这样的例子。
Among the world history, this is a very particular incident.
任何一个古老的民族都没有这种结果。
It has never happened to any other old culture.
我们绝对不把这些事情看作很平常的事。
And we cannot look at this as something ordinary.
因为这些事情就神老早就说出了。
Because God has proclaimed about these matters before.
那我说了一大堆的外面的事情。
And I have talked about many other things.
那我们回到何西阿来看。
Now
we'll
come back to the book of Hosea.
神吩咐何西阿对他接回来的那个妻子说，你要为我独居。
That God told Hosea to say to his wife that you have to live for me for many days.
你不能再像过去那样子东跑西跑。
And you cannot run around like you did before.
你多日要独居。
That you have to remain.
这个多日独居啊，究竟是指着什么来说的呢？
When it says you are to live with me for many days,
如果主不说，我们一点都不明白的。
If God does not say it, we would not understand.
但是主说了。
But God said,
那这个多日独居是什么意思呢？
When it says you are to wait for me for many days.
我们留意第四节，神怎么解说这个多日独居的问题。
Let's look at verse 4, how God explained this.
他说以色列人也必多日独居。
Therefore the Israelites will live many days.
怎么多日独居法呢？
And how do they live for many days?
无君王。
Without king,
无首领,
without prince,
无祭司,
without sacrifice,
无柱像,
without sacred stones,
无以弗德,
without ephod,
无家中的神像,
without idol.
弟兄姊妹，你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
神所指的那一个多日独居,
when God talks about living many days,
乃是指着,
which is to say,
他们在这一段日子的里头,
that within these days,
在政治上他们没有了首领袖。
Politically, they do not have a leader.
在宗教上。
And in, religiously.
他们在没有任何眼见的那些宗教的事物。
And they don't have any more visible religious deeds.
你说这样我们还怎么成国啊？
And you say that how could we have a country
这样我们怎么还成为一个敬拜神的与神有关的民族啊。
How could we still be a people who worship God or have a relationship with God?
但是神说就是要这样。
But God said that you have to do so.
你们没有君王。
That you do not have any king.
你们没有政治的首领。
And you do not have any religious leaders.
那是说什么？
So what does that mean?
那是说出生命记里边主说的，你们要在列国中给抛来抛去。
Which is the same as described in Deuteronomy that you would be cast around among nations.
你们到处要给人欺压。
That you will be oppressed by many.
当然这一方，如果这样来看，这是个神的管教。
And you can look at it as a discipline from God.
但是从另一方面来看呢？
But on the other hand,
神要让他们经历这样的事情去认识，如果他们没有带领的话，他们是何等的凄凉。
That God led them to experience this so that they will understand without anybody to lead them, they will be in a very pitiful condition.
那因此让他们从里边醒悟过来，我们必须有一个我们在我们当中做头的。
So that they would be enlightened within that they would realize they need a leader.
但是在我们中间做头的是什么呢？
But who is there to lead them?
不再是任何那个人。
It's not anybody, any person.
而是神的自己。
But it's God himself.
神要借着他们的那个经历，让他们回想神如何把他们从埃及领出来。
So through the experience, God wants them to reflect how God led them out of Egypt.
神让他们回想在更早以前，神怎样在他们的祖宗那里显明神对他们的拣选。
And also wanted them to reflect how in, among their forefathers, how God has manifested his choosing.
从这些过去的历史的里头。
And within all this history.
他们在眼见的里面没有君王。
What they could see is that they do not have a king.
没有首领。
Do not have a leader.
但是他们有神。
But they have God.
那一个时候。
And at that time.
他们过得非常的平静安稳。
That they lead a life of peace and rest.
他们能显明他们是蒙福的一群。
And they can manifest that they are the blessed people.
弟兄姊妹，你回想。
My sisters, if you reflect.
当亚伯拉罕的日子。
During the days of Abraham.
四王跟五王的战争的那一次
the, king, the battle between the four kings and the five kings
就是罗德也在索多玛给掳去的那一次
and Lot was taken away from Sodom
弟兄姊妹你记得
and Brent says you remember
亚伯拉罕就是救他的侄儿罗德嘛
that Abraham was there to rescue his
我们要是对创世纪有一点点的印象的
if you have some impression about the
book of Genesis 你能了解一件事
That you can understand this.
他凭什么去救罗德
Based on what can he go rescue Lot?
人家是几个王的，有训练的，能征惯战的，那些个军队。
Because his opponent was several kings and trained armies that they could fight in battle.
训练有素，而且装备又很精良的。
And they're well trained and well equipped.
不然的话，他们怎么可以从那个米索波大米那一边跑到巴勒斯坦这个地方来把索多玛王他们打垮了。
And otherwise they wouldn't be able to come from Mesopotamia to defeat the king of Sodom.
但是亚伯拉罕就要去救罗德。
But Abraham was there to rescue Lot.
他凭什么去救罗德呢？
And how could he rescue him?
比如我家里有300多个壮丁。
He said that in my household there are over 300 strong people.
我还有一些结盟的朋友在这里。
And I have some allies here.
没有说有多少人。
And he didn't say how many were there.
不过亚伯拉罕有300多人。
But Abraham, he has over 300 men.
他结盟的朋友也算他300多人，也不是600多人。
And if we count the allies as 300 people, there would be about 600 people.
你怎么和那个人家是大批的军兵在那里能征惯战的？
And,
你去要把他们打垮来救回罗德
？And how could you use this the small amount of people to defeat a great army and to rescue Lot.
按人看来那是不可能的。
According to man, it's impossible.
但神就让他得胜。
But God let him gain victory.
他把罗德救回来。
And he rescued Lot.
那这是一件事情。
And this is one matter.
那时他们还没成族。
And at that time, they're not a nation.
只有亚伯拉罕单独的一个人，连儿子都还没有。
And Abraham was all by himself. He did not even have a son.
但是他是平静安稳，长生。
But he was leading a life of peace and rest, and he was victorious.
然后你看到以撒。
And then you can see, look at Isaac. And Brent says, you remember.
以撒在那个基拉尔那个地方就所有的遭遇。
And you can remember the experiences of
Isaac. 基拉尔王然后跟当地的人怎么对付他都没有把他对付下去。
And no matter how his enemies tried to deal with him, but they could not defeat him.
结果基拉尔王跟他的军长就来，哎呀，我跟你立约好了。
And then they would come to him and ask to establish a covenant with him.
因为我们明明看见神在你那里。
Because they said that we can clearly see God was with you.
我们就来结盟吧。
So let's establish a covenant together.
用这你看到，这是以色列人的祖宗的历史。
And this is the history of the forefathers of the Israelites.
你看到他们，从过去的日子和进迦南的历史，他们都，都看到他们是这样的光景。
And you can see this is how they went through when they were entering to Canaan.
他们那时没有王。
They did not have a king.
没有首领。
Did not have a leader.
你说有啊，摩西不是他们首领吗？
And you said that yes, they did have a leader. Moses was the leader.
也可以说，在眼见的里边，摩西是他们的首领。
You could say that Moses was the leader.
但是你看到里边去，你看到一件事。
But if you look with deeper, you can see this matter.
他们当中真正的首领是神自己。
Their true leader was God Himself.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
然后呢，等到在迦南里边的征战的里头。
And within the battles in the land of Canaan.
你看到在迦南征战的开始。
You can see in the beginning.
可以说开始在。耶和华显明他是耶和华军队的元帅，这个事实。
And this is the beginning when the Lord shows forth that He is the commander of His army.
那现在神就把他们带回到一个地步。
Now God brings them back to a
point. 在眼见的里边，他们没有领袖。
From what's visible, they do not have a leader.
不管是政治也好，宗教的也好。
No matter whether it's politically or religiously.
都没有。
They did not have a leader.
但是没有这些眼见的，并不等于没有那个真实的。
But without all these that's visible, doesn't mean they did not have a true leader.
神就是让他们在这些的情形的里头去领会，神是他们的首领。
So God let them understand under these circumstances that God is their leader.
不单是在就是社会政治。这方面是如此。
Not only is it like this socially and politically.
在宗教上面也都是。
Also religiously.
圣殿没有了。
There's no more temple.
祭坛没有了。
And there's no more altars.
一切与圣殿有关的那个神所给他们的宗教的律法所有关的任何的事情都没有了。
And all those that has to do with the temple and also the law of God, there's no more.
你说连这些都没有了。
And you said without these.
很有意思的。
It's very meaningful.
这里说到连家中的神像都没有了。
It says here, even the idol, the household idols are no more. 弟兄姊妹，你注意了。Take note.
圣殿是神给的。
The temple is given by God.
祭坛是神给的。
The altar is given by God.
那另外你就留意到了。
Also pay attention to this.
柱像是拜偶像而有的。
The sacred stone is there because of idol worshiping.
家中的神像也是这偶像的思想而产生出来的。
And also household idols stems from the worshiping of idols in the mind.
以弗德是神给的。
Ephod is given by God.
你留意在这里就说到一些这样的事物。
So here it talks about these matters.
那人就不能不问一个问题了。
And then men would come up with this question.
拜偶像是不对。
It's wrong to worship idols.
但是我们按照神所吩咐的去做，那总是对吧？
But if we go according to God's command, it should be correct.
那为什么神现在连他给的都拿走？
But how come when now God would take away what He has given?
这我们什么都没有。
Then now we don't have anything.
那我们怎么是侍奉神呢？
And how could we worship God?
我们怎么去敬拜神呢？
How could we serve God?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们还站在那个律法的那个观念上面来看当时神在以色列人身上做的。
And if we still stand on the laws and look at what God has done among the Israelites.
我们实在是没办法能领会得到神你究竟干。要做什么了？
Then we would not be able to understand and ask that God, what are you doing?
你不是把你的百姓带到一个什么都没有的地步了吗？
Now that you have brought your people to a place that where they have nothing.
对。
It's correct.
神就是要把他的百姓带到一无所有的地步。
God is there to lead the people to a point they have nothing left.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到。当四福音的时候
Francis, take note, when we come to the four Gospels,
在约翰福音第四章说到敬拜神的事
In chapter 4 of the Gospel of John it talks about
worshiping God 当然不是主题不是说到敬拜神的事
The focus was not about worshiping
但是敬拜神的事给他跟那个叙加的妇人的谈话里头给带出来了
But the worship, it's brought forth when the conversation with the woman by Seka.
那带出来了以后呢？
And after the
theme was brought forth. 那就给我们看到了神眼中所要的那个侍奉和敬拜了。
It let us see the worship and the service that God wants.
如果我们能掌握主跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人谈话的那些话的那些话的内容。
And if we can have a good understanding in the content of
the conversation. 你非常清楚的能掌握一件事情。
With the Samaritan woman.
神就是把他们带到什么都没有。
We can truly see that God leads them to a point that they have nothing left.
为什么？
And why is that?
神说，主说，因为神是灵。
Because the Lord said that because God is a spirit.
你总不能凭着物质的东西来去侍奉敬拜神。
You cannot serve and worship God physically.
你要侍奉敬拜神，你就只能在真理，在那个我们中文圣经怎么翻成在那个心灵和诚实的里头。
And if you want to worship and serve God, you have to worship and serve Him in spirit and in truth.
心灵和诚实都不是物质。
And in spirit and truth is not physical.
你说那 物质什么都没有，怎么可以敬拜神？
And you said that without any physical matters, how could you worship and serve God?
香也不用烧了。
And you do not need to burn incense.
祭牲也不用杀了。
And the sacrifices, you do not have to kill them.
那当然就不需要祭坛了。
And then of course you don't need to altar anymore.
也不需要有那个圣殿了。
And you do not need a temple.
那这些都没有怎么敬拜神呢？
So without all these, how could you worship God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到的。
And brothers, as you could see.
主很明显的说出。
The Lord truly said.
有一个准确的真正的侍奉和敬拜，绝对不是靠着在物质的基础上面来去表达的。
The true worship and service is not based on anything physical.
而是在心灵和诚实里头去表达的。
But it's expressed in spirit and in truth.
那心灵和诚实，我们说的准确一点，就是说是在灵和真理的里边去表达的。
And it's expressed in spirit and in truth.
为什么？
And why is that?
主说得很清楚。
The Lord says it very clearly. Because God is a spirit.
所以你就要用灵去接触他。
So you have to fellowship with him in spirit.
你就要用灵去和他交通。
And to fellowship with him.
你就要借着灵来到他的面前。
And to, through the spirit, you can come before him.
并且是按照他的心意来满足他的等候。
And it's according to his desire to satisfy his waiting.
那你怎么知道他的心意呢？
So how could you know his desire?
神向人说出他心里的意念。
That God tells his people about his heart desire.
这个就是真理的问题。
And this has to do with the truth.
所以我们看到灵和真理是那个敬拜的对象，那一个基础。
So we can see that the spirit and the truth is the basis of worship.
但是以色列人怎么可能从一个认识真神，但又确实充满偶像的这样的一个民族，而变给带到一个地步，完全脱掉这些个东西，而在灵和真理里头去敬拜侍奉神的人呢？
But how could the Israelites turn from someone who know the true God but still worship the idols to a point that they can completely focus on the true God?
我们不能不注意到，现在何西阿在这里说出神心里要让他的百姓明白的话。
Then now we have to pay attention to the words spoken by Hosea, that the words that God wants His people to understand.
他说以色列人比多瑞是独居，没有君王，没有首领，没有祭祀，没有柱像，没有以弗德，没有家中的神像。
He said that for the Israelites, we'll live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or idol.
经过多日是这样的生活。
So after spending many days living like this,
他们就必归回寻求耶和华他们的神。
And afterward, they will return and seek the Lord the God.
为什么会归回寻求耶和华他们的神呢？
And why would they return and seek the Lord the God?
因为神在那一段的时间的里头切断了他们凭着眼见来寻求神的 这样的光景。
Because during that period of time that God cut them off from trying to see God based on what's visible.
然后就让他们在他们实际的经历里头，他们感觉得到，我们什么都没有，但是神没有放弃我们。
And then through the true experience that they would find out even though they have nothing, but God has not forsaken them.
我们还是在我们祖宗的神的那个护念的底下。
That we are still under the caring of the God of our forefather. 虽然我们所经过的都是非常不容易的事情。Even though we have experienced many difficulties.
但我们的神没有放弃我们。
But our God did not forsake us.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你有兴趣，你留意犹太人的这一千多两千年的历史。
If you're interested, brothers and sisters, you can pay attention to the history, the recent thousand years of history of the Jewish people.
你一定很清楚的能看到这一样。
Then you can see very clearly about
this. 所以我们要留意一件事情了。
So now we have to pay attention to this.
没有被掳以前。
Before they were taken into captive.
这个被掳是包括以色列和以后的犹大。
This captivity includes Israel and also Judah.
换一句话来说，整个十二支派的以色列，连同祭司利未人也包括在里头。
So in other words, it's the entire 12 tribes, including the Levites and the priests.
他们有认识神的知识。
They have the knowledge of God.
但是却没有敬拜神的那一个心思。
But they did not have a heart to worship God.
所以在他们过去这个历史的里边，你一直看见他们从神的面前脱离出来，转向偶像。
So within the history, you can see they continue to turn away from God and turn to the idols.
造成他们给被掳的那个原因，也就是这样的一个原因。
And that was the reason why they were taken into captivity.
但是很有意思。
But very,
神老早就跟借着先知的话
a long time
来指出一个事实。
Through the words of the prophets, God pointed out one fact.
当以色列民族给落在神的管教里头，在归回的时候
，When Israel was under the discipline of God and when they returned,
他们就成为一个不再敬拜偶像的民族。
They then became a people that do not worship idols.
那现在。十个支派的踪迹还没有出现，我们没有看到。
Now we still cannot see the ten tribes.
但是犹大，南方犹大的国，在被掳去巴比伦回来以后。
But the Judah in the south after they came back from Babylon.
一直到现在。
Until today.
你看到犹大这一个民族。真的是跟偶像脱离了关系。
You can see that Judah has entirely severed itself from the idols.
我们以前读撒加利亚书的时候也提过这一点。
And we mentioned it before when we read the book of Zechariah.
神把他们从被掳之地带回来。
That God brought them back from the land of captivity.
却把他们拜偶像的那个东西啊送回巴比伦去。
But he returned those idol-related items back to
Babylon. 他们被掳从巴比伦回来以后，就没有再有任何敬拜拜偶像的动作。
And they did not have any idol worshiping after they returned from Babylon.
那么现在那失踪了的那个十个支派，虽然还没有现出来。
So even though the ten tribes that disappeared have not manifested
themselves yet. 但是等到有一天显出来的时候。
But when one day when they manifest themselves,
那就是我们主回来，用好同的大声把他们从地的四方召聚出来的时候。
And that would be the day when our Lord returns and call them and gather them from the sound of the trumpet.
我们很清楚的能看见，但是被召聚出来的人都跟偶像没有关系。
And we can clearly see that all those who are called together, they had nothing to do with the idols.
弟兄姊妹，你说到。跟偶像没有关系啊，这个事情的真的是你想象不到的。
And it is hard for us to imagine when we talk about having nothing to do with the idols.
全地的人没有一个例外是不和偶像不发生关系的。
Because all the people in the world, no one is except an exception that
连无神论者他们都是拜偶像的。
Everybody, including the atheists, they have to do with the idol worshiping.
不过他们的偶像不是那个木头、那个石头。
But the idols is not a carved in stone or a wood.
那待会我再和弟兄姊妹看这方面的事。
And later on, we'll go into this.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
那当以色列这个民族经过了神那样在历史上给他们的那个管教和鞭打以后
，So after Israel has experienced this discipline and rebuke from God in history，
他们真实的给带到一个地步，完全的脱离偶像
，And they're truly brought to a condition that they had nothing to do， they have nothing to do with idols。
完全的归向他们祖宗的神
，and completely they return to the God of the forefathers，
也就是这一位在万有以上的那个独一的神
，and which is this God is above all。
就是我们还要注意一件事情
，and brothers and sisters we still have to take note of another matter。
将来在以色列人归回的时候
，it talks about。In the future, after the Israelites return,
他们不单是归回他们的神耶和华
，not only do they return to their Lord the God,
还有一件很具体的事情
，and then also another practical matter.
那是仍然是第四节
，which is in verse
第五节了
，verse five.
什么呢
？And what is this?
和他们的王大卫
，it says and David the king.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们就是这样字面读下来我们不觉得这些什么特别
If we only read the letters of the words we would not find anything special
但是你细细的留意下去的时候这里非常的特别
But if you pay attention to it it's very special here
头一个我们从字面上来看
First when we look at the letters
他们归回大卫王
They return to David the king
大卫不是死掉了吗
Isn't David dead?
那大卫怎么又显明来做他们的王呢
？And how would David appear again to be king？
是不是大卫将来要复活，再坐在以色列的王位上呢
？And could it be David will resurrect one time and then be the king again？
这个圣经从来都没有提。
That is never mentioned in the Bible。
但圣经确实给我们看到说，大卫将来，大卫的宝座是存到永远。
But the Bible mentions that the throne of David will last forever.
大卫的子孙不断有人坐在这个宝座上。
And the sons of David will continue to have someone
to be on the throne. 这显然就说的不是大卫自己坐上去了。
So clearly tells us it's not David himself on the throne.
如果是大卫坐上去，大卫的子孙就不能坐上去了。
If it was David on the throne, then his sons will not be able to sit on the
throne. 如果是大卫的子孙在那里坐上去的话，那大卫就不可能永远坐在那里了。
So if it was the sons of David on the throne, then David would not be able to sit there forever.
但是这里明说。
But here it says clearly.
他们又寻求他们的王大卫。
That the Israelites will seek David the king.
那从以色列的历史里边我们也看到了。
And in Israel's history, we could see this.
以色列分裂成南北国以后。
After Israel was divided into the north and south,
北边的以色列从来不承认大卫的那一个宝座。
The Israel on the north never acknowledged the throne of David.
啊，但是等到有一天
，But until one day,
你看到了这个以色列的十个支派，他们也承认大卫的宝座了。
That the ten tribes of Israel they would acknowledge the throne of David.
那丢职了这是怎么回事
？And what does that mean？
可能
？Could it be possible？
那又回到那个所谓失去的十个支派。
And now we have to go back to the ten lost tribes。
人都不知道在哪里。
That men do not know where they went。
怎么可能会发生这样承认大卫的宝座的事情
？And how could this matter of acknowledging David's throne happen？
那弟兄姊妹，你就留意到了。
And brothers, take notes。
那这些事情都在主回来的时候都要显出来了。
And all these will manifest when our Lord returns。
我们读过撒加利亚书。
And we have read the book of Zechariah.
我们了解过这样的事情。
And that we have understood this.
当我们的主回来的时候，
When our Lord returns,
天上的天使吹响了号筒。
The angels in the heaven, they would
blow the trumpets. 这一个号筒就发生了两个作用。
And the sound of the trumpets has two functions.
头一个作用是把教会接到天上。
One is to receive the church in heaven.
第二个作用呢？
And the second function,
就是把以色列民从地上的各族各方召聚出来。
Is to gather a call and gather the Israelites from all
the ends of the world. 那一个时候呢，那个失踪了的十个支派全都显出来了。
So at that time, the 10 lost tribes they would manifest themselves.
那然后呢，他们就受全世界的人来对付了。
And then they would be dealt with by all the people in the world.
那就引出了。启示录里边的那个哈米吉多顿的大战
，and then it will bring forth the battle of Armageddon in the
book of Revelation. 然后一直到最幕后的时候，耶路撒冷给围攻了。
At the very end, that the Jerusalem will be under siege.
然后他们没路走的时候，他们就祈求他们祖宗的神了。
And when they had no way out, they would call on the God of the forefathers.
这个时候，我们的主就带同教会。在空中来到地上。
And at this time, our Lord will bring the church in the sky to the earth.
那是剩下来的以色列人亲眼的看见。
And the remnant of the Israelites, they will see.
他们的拯救者原来就是他们一直以来所弃绝的那一位神的儿子耶稣。
That the Savior, the Deliverer, was the one they have always been rejecting. So the entire family, the entire household would repent.
留意到，现在何西阿书就已经把这事情说到那么长久了。
So now that there's a detailed account in the book of Hosea.
说到以色列民他们转回过来归向神。
It tells of how the Israelites will return to God.
当中有许许多多我现在没有办法能解决的那些事物都给解决了。
So there are many problems they could not solve, and now they are solved.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
现在我们就要来点出一个事情来。
Now we have to point out one matter here.
在那么长久的时间的里头。
Within this very long period of time,
以色列这个民族没有给打散。
That Israel, this tribe is not scattered.
虽然他们经过许许多多的艰困。
Even though they have come across many difficulties.
但是最末了的时候，却能按着神的那个定义，完全回转过来，归向神。
But at the very end, according to God's will, they can completely return and repent and return to God.
像这里说，在幕后的日子，他们都以敬畏的心归回耶和华，领受他的恩惠。
As it says here, they will come trembling to the Lord and to His blessings in the last days.
那这一段日子是独居的日子。
And these days are the days they live by themselves.
但是在独居的日子的里头
，But within these many days that they live by themselves,
怎么会把他们带到这样的一个地步呢
？How could they be led to such a position.
那因此我们从这些事实的背后我们就看到一件事情。
So behind all these facts, we could see one matter.
神在那里管理着整个环境的发展。
The God was in control upon all the developments of
this matter. 神允许他的百姓经过这些难处那些难处。
The God allowed his people to go through these difficulties.
经过历史上所经历的那些摧残
，that they have experienced all those oppressions in history。
那特别近代的来说嘛，经历过希特勒德国对他们的残害
，and also to encounter the oppression of the Nazis German。
这是我们比较熟悉的，因为跟我们的时间都重叠。
Because we are familiar with this because we have。This is a new history in the recent years.
你说这样的遭遇能把一个民族保留下来吗
？And you would say that can all this experience can a nation survive? But we thank God.
不但是保留下来,
not only are they saved,
并且把他们扭转过来,
but they are also turned around.
让他们回转到神的面前, 成为一个纯净的民族, 恢复他们祭司的国度的那一个实际。
That now they not only are they repented, but they also become a pure nation that they reestablish their priesthood.
这是神在他们身上所宣告的，你们要独居多日。
This is how God would proclaim that they should live many days alone.
那我们看以色列的历史，我们稍微领会一点点。
So when we look at the history of the Israelites, then we can understand a little bit about what it means by living many days.
好了，我们用点时间回过头来看。
So now we spend some time and return back.
神为什么要求他们要经过一段独居之日？
That why would God require them to live many days alone?
用简单的话来说。
To put it simply.
因为他们是拜偶像。
Because they worship idols.
他们拜偶像。
They worship idols.
就惹动神的怒气,
and then incited God's wrath.
所以神就给他们一些管教,
so God disciplined them.
鞭打,
and to scourge them.
让他们要度过一段的独居之日,
so that they would spend days living by themselves.
但是拜偶像的一件事情,
but the matter of idol worshiping,
是不是就是仅仅拜偶像而已呢?
Is it only worshiping the idols?
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在这一点上，我们读到何西阿书的时候，我们就要很明确的要把它确定下来。That
we have to have a very good grasp upon this point when we read the book of Hosea.
我们要看见什么叫做拜偶像。We
have to see what it means by idol worshiping.
同时也要看见。 拜偶像这一件事情在神的眼中看来是怎么的一回事。
And also we need to know in God's eyes what it means by worshipping idols.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们不能不承认，我们对拜偶像这个事情并没有按照神所表达拜偶像的 是一个什么的事实去认识拜偶像？
That we have to acknowledge that we do not understand the matter of worshiping idols according to what's God or according to how God looks at it.
比方说,
for example,
我没有信主以前我是拜偶像。
Before I believed in the Lord, I worshiped idols.
啊，但我现在信主了。
But now that I believe in
the
Lord,
我来为主做个见证。
And I will be a testimony for God.
从前我是拜偶像,
and then I would say I used to worship idols.
感谢主让我听见福音,
thank the Lord that I listened to the gospel and I accepted the Lord. So I no longer worship idols.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
留意吗?
Take note.
这是我们一般人对拜偶像的那个认定。
And this is our general understanding of idol worshiping.
因为拜偶像就是那一些有些宗教的 事物的表达，我们以它为我们的侍奉敬拜的那个对象和内容。
And then we thought that idol worshiping is some religious manifestation that we have an object that we manifest our worshiping.
用简单的话来说就是
to put it simply,
拜假神,
to worship false god.
我从前拜假神,
I used to worship false god.
我现在 给主拯救过来，我就不再拜假神。
Now that I am saved by the Lord, I no longer worship false gods.
我就侍奉敬拜真神。
That I worship and serve the true God.
那弟兄姊妹们在很出乐的那一方面，我们这样认识也是真实的。
And this is how we understand it in general.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们首先要问的，
first we have to ask，
如果回到神的话里头，
if we go back to the word of God,
我们首先要接触的，
first what we need to encounter,
什么叫做拜偶像，
is what it means by worshipping idols.
拜偶像不是只是说一个动作， 你上着一个木头， 那个石头， 或者一些金属造出来的像来下拜。
It's not just an action that you worship when you bow down before some stones or bronze carved idols or wood idols.
这个是拜偶像的动作。
This is an action of worshipping idols.
但是这个不是叫做拜偶像。
But this is not idol worshipping.
那拜偶像是什么意思呢？
And what does idol worshipping mean?
我们读何西阿书就 很清楚主给我们碰到那个实际的意思了。
In the book of Hosea, the Lord lets us see very clearly the true meaning of it.
我们回到第二章里头所交通过了。
Let's go back to chapter 2 that we have fellowship upon.
人在主以外找到一些人事物。
Outside of God, when man finds something, any matter, people or events,
人就把这些人事物来代替了神的地位。
And man uses people, events, or matters to take the place of God.
什么地位呢?
And what is this position?
我们就要注意这一个了。
And let's take note.
第二章里面主说到他跟他的百姓中间的那个关系。
In chapter 2, God tells of his relationship between, the relationship between him and his people.
啊，我们的神说以色列是他的妻子。
That the Lord said that Israel is his wife.
啊，他是以色列的丈夫。
And he is the husband of Israel.
那当神说到他们以色列人拜偶像的时候，
When God mentioned about how the Israelites worship idols,
那你是不是牵连到他们不以我做他的丈夫？
And it has to do with that they do not regard me as their husband.
他们以偶像做他们的丈夫。
They will regard the idols as the husband.
是他们所爱的。
Is someone they love.
是他们所寻求的。
And someone they seek after.
是他们所侍奉的。
That someone they worship.
他们所有这一些的侍奉、敬拜、爱戴，都不是神自己。
And all this worshiping and service is not to God.
是神以外的一些的事物。
It's something other than God.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们碰到了，原来拜偶像是什么东西呢？
Now we know the true meaning of worshiping idols.
神所留意的不是那个动作。
What God focused on is not the action.
神所留意的是神以外的一些事物霸占了他的地位。
What God sees is whatever is outside of Him or other than Him that has taken the place or taken the place of the heart in man.
代替了神的自己。
And to take God's place.
啊，这一个就是拜偶像的那个实施的意思。
And that's the true meaning of worshiping idols.
那现在弟兄姊妹你来留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
什么叫做偶像？
What are idols?
平常我们的观念就说观音菩萨啊，这个什么如来佛祖啊，什么玉皇大帝啊，那么这些就是我们中国人那的那个古老的宗教流传下来的那些像啊。
And in our general conception, we'll say the in the Chinese culture, the different idols and the Buddha.
三国时候的那个关云长啊。
And some generals in the old days.
啊，那这些就你是去敬拜这些就是拜偶像。
And then if you worship these things, then you're worshiping idols.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
在神眼中看来，事情并不这么简单。
In God's eyes, it's not that simple.
因为在神眼中看来。
Because in God's eyes,
我们让这些的事物
if we let these matters, these things,
神的地位
to take away the place of God,
破坏了神和我们的那个准确的正常的关系
and to damage our normal relationship with God.
但是弟兄姊妹，当如果我们能抓到那个偶像的那个原则的时候
if we have a good grasp of the principle of idol,
你就发觉我们这个人
then we'll find out,
虽然我们从来没有拜过那些偶像
we'll find out that even we have never worshipped
these idols, 但是我们仍然是拜偶像的人
but we are still idol worshippers,
为什么呢
and why is that?
我们不用这些东西做偶像
because we, even though we do not use these things as idols,
我们确实有别的东西来做我们的偶像
but we have other things to be our idols,
弟兄姊妹，昨天下午我去，因为有一个我中学的同学从重庆来到这里，那我们有几个同班的同学就约好去看看他。
So yesterday afternoon, because I have an old classmate coming from mainland China, and some of the classmates and us and me, we went to see this person.
当然，现在从重庆来的那个同学，他们一家人也是信主的。
And my classmates and his family, they all believe in the
Lord. 所以我更乐意去看看他们了。
So I was very willing to go visit them.
但我们去的路上。
And on the way to see them.
另外一个同学开车去，把我们都载去。
Another classmate drove us there.
几个人。
A few of us.
当中一个就在说了。
And one of them mentioned.
就说到我了。
And they were talking about me.
他说你最开心了。
And they said that you're the happiest among us.
也好像是生活很惬意。
And that you are living a very good life.
因为你找到一个很好的精神寄托。
Because you have something to.
精神寄托。应该是怎么说？精神寄托就是一个，反正就什么你晓得就好。慢慢我也找出这个精神寄托的那个英文的那个特对的名词来。那么弟兄姊妹，从他这个话，你就看到一些事情。
And that from his words, he said that I have something that I can count on.
那这是很多人都说的。
A lot of people would say this.
我们只要在精神上找到充实一点。
And if we are satisfied in a spirit,
我们人生就不会那么苦恼。
Then your life would not be so sad.
是弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
And brothers, you can see.
有些人认为说艺术就是他的精神寄托。
Some people think arts are the spiritual.
文学是他们的精神寄托。
That's something they can depend on spiritually or culture or literature.
当然还有一些比较比较现实一点的。
And some people, they're more practical.
赚钱就是他的精神寄托。
They'll say that making money is what they can depend on.
那么还有一些就觉得就更他们自己认为是更高深一点的。
And some people may think they're even higher.
他们为了社会改革或是各方面，他们有一个抱负，所以他们这个也是他们的精神寄托。
And they have an ambition in changing the society and they think this is something they can depend on spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
And brothers, that you know.
你说话轻轻是精神寄托。
You would say it's something you can depend on spiritually.
但是你说清楚一点。
But if you explain it more clearly.
那个所谓精神寄托的那个事实，不就是一个偶像吗？
Wouldn't you say that something you can depend on spiritually is an idol?
任何的事物，他你找了精神寄托，你就可以不要神。
Anything or events or matter that you can depend on, if you find it, then you would not need God anymore.
你代替了神的地位。
That you take the place of God.
他就成了你的神了。
Then it will become your God.
说弟兄姊妹，你注意到刚才我说，连无神论的人，他们都是在那里拜偶像。
Then you might remember what I said before. That even the atheists, they are worshiping idols.
你说无神论怎么才会拜偶像
？And you say that even if they are atheists, how could they be worshiping idols?
他们那个理论就是他们的偶像。
Because their theory is their idol.
或者说。一些他们这个主持他们这种理论或者想法的那些领袖们就是他们的偶像。
Or the leaders that proclaim these theories or these ideas, they would become the idols.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不注意这一个。
And brothers, we have to pay attention to this.
神让我们看到。
That God lets
us see. 任何一些代替他的位置的都是偶像。
Anything that takes his place are idols.
然后我们再深一步来注意。
And then we'll go a little deeper.
你说拜了拜偶像有什么了不起？
You said, what is the big deal of worshiping idols?
既然没有一个人不拜偶像。
If no one does not worship idols.
那拜偶像就成了一个没有人可以逃脱的那个那种光景。
Then worshiping idols is there's something that nobody can escape from.
那有什么了不起？
So what is the matter with it?
用什么这个话就是有点像什么呢？如果全世界都是罪人，那何必那么斤斤计较我这个人是不是罪人呢？
So it would be similar to say if everyone is a sinner, why would you be so, why would you focus so much on whether I'm a sinner?
当然我们自己可以安慰自己。
That maybe we could comfort ourselves this
way. 但是你不能不注意。
That you cannot but to,
拜偶像这个事情在神眼中神怎么看？
How God looks at this matter of worshiping idols.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读何西阿书的时候，就很清楚给我们指出一个事实来。
And when we read the book of Hosea, it points out one thing very clearly to us.
神说他们当时以色列人拜偶像，那就是一个淫乱。
God said that at that time when the Israelites were worshiping idols, it's an adultery.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，虽然今天我们不是拜那一种偶像。
So even though today, brothers and sisters, we're not worshiping that kind of idol.
但是如果有任何的人事物代替了主的地位。
But if there's any people, event, or matter that takes the place of God, then brothers and sisters, take note of the result in God's eyes.
这些人都落到神定他们在淫乱的范围里头的那样的罪的当中。
That these people would be condemned by God to look at them as the adulterers.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个很严肃的事。
And this is a very solemn matter.
所以我们听到一些弟兄们说
So sometimes we'll hear some brothers saying
我们虽然没有那一种拜偶像的动作
Even though we do not have the actions of worshipping idols
但是因为我们和神的关系不对
But because our relationship with God is incorrect
我们用别样的人事物来代替了神
And we let other people, event, or matters to take the place of God
那个结果就叫我们落在一个属灵的淫乱的里头
The result is that we will fall into spiritual adulteries.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看到神看这一件事情是那么严肃的
，and if we see how solemn this matter is in God's eyes,
我们也实在需要主给我们有那么严肃的一个心思来注意我们怎么活在神的面前。
Then we need to ask God to give us such a heart to know how to live before Him.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
虽然我们现在开始看何西阿书还没有看了多少。
Even though we have not gone too far in the book of Hosea.
但是我们已经很明显的看到一个事情。
But we can see one fact very clearly.
当我们按照神的心思活在神的面前的时候。
When we live according to God's heart before Him.
神的丰富怜悯恩惠。是不停止的向我们输送过来。
That God's mercy and His abundance and His love would not cease.
若是我们偏离了神自己
，But if we walk astray and depart from God,
那弟兄姊妹们，难怪我们有许许多多的困扰。
It's no wonder how we have so much disturbances.
神又借着这许许多多的困扰
，And through all these disturbances.
不是在我们身上给我们一个报复。
It's not a revenge from God's part.
虽然是有管教、有责备、有鞭打的成分。
Even though there's discipline and rebuke and scourging.
但是这一些是为了神一个更高的目的。
But all these are for a higher purpose of God.
要把我们带回他的面前。很纯净的活在他的面光的底下
which is to bring us back before him and live purely under his light
这是何西尔先知的信息的中心
and this is the theme of the message of the prophet Hosea
一面是借着何西尔神让何西尔你怎么来处理他日常生活的事来表达
on one hand is to how he manifestsAll these through how he manages daily activities.
一面也借着神向何西阿说话来说明。
On the other hand, is through God's words to Hosea to explain.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那从第一章到第三章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3.
这是何西阿书的开场白。
And this is the beginning of the book of Hosea.
说明了神怎么。要带领他的子民
，and to explain how God would lead His people.
神怎么来等候他的子民
？How God would wait for His people.
然后从第四章开始，我们就看到神具体的处理越轨的神的子民。
And from chapter 4 on, we'll see how practically that God would manage those people who walk astray.
然后把他们带回神的面光当中。
And then to bring them back under his
countenance. 我想我们今天晚上我们就交通这么一点。
And we'll end our fellowship here today.